In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In today's episode, we're saying sayonara to 2016. We recap this year's best music, movies, pop culture moments, Gaga performances, and discuss what we're hoping for in 2017. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Best Camp Ever! If you want to have the best 2017 of all time, the best thing you can probably do is sign up for camp. All you gotta do is go to gocamp17.com and find out how to come to camp in August of 2017. We had so much fun at 2016's camp. It was actually one of my favorite things of the year, and I would love to see you at camp next year. So if you're interested, again, gocamp17.com to find out how to apply and maybe even get a scholarship. If you don't know what Best Camp Ever is, it is a summer camp, a literal actual summer camp that we are hosting. It's me and Bethany Moda, and a whole bunch of friends are gonna be there. It's fun activities. It's crazy camp fun stuff. Honestly, it was like my favorite thing of the year. So we want to see you guys there, and we hope that you sign up before all the spots are taken. Thanks, y'all. It's the end of the year, Cor.
I thought you were going to say it's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world. It could be.
Could be.
I tweeted, good morning, don't die today. And everyone's like, that's morbid. I'm like, well, it's like the best advice you could get.
Yeah.
Unless you're over it.
Me?
What? No, I'm saying, like, life.
Oh.
Well, I guess that is the best advice, especially if you're over it. Don't die today.
Don't die today.
Just don't do that.
Live your life.
Live. Whew. So it's the end of the year.
You got a little dark to start the end of the year.
Listen. Oh, my God.
Are you happy 2016's over?
That's not the route I was going. Yeah, I am. I don't like how everyone's like, I'm so ready for this year to be over. I'm like, our problems don't disappear January 1st.
I agree. I think a lot of people, it's just like the whole New Year's resolution thing. A lot of people think like New Year, New Me. And I'm like, don't wait until January 1st to make a decision that could change your life.
Right. Like the all, I mean,
you don't need
the
to
fact
time that with a
January 1st is the busiest day of the gym at the gym of the year.
Is such an eye roll.
It's like, girl, get your shit together when you feel like you fucking need to.
Yeah. I also heard like a Monday is a bad day to start a workout routine too.
Well, then at that point, just give up.
Wednesdays are good days to do it.
Are they?
I read that once. So you're over 2017. Or 2016.
Well, to answer that, yes, I am over 2017.
Wow. Oh, my God. January 1st starts on a Sunday.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
My God, it's like perfect calendar.
Oh God, only you would care.
My God. My whole year's good. I knew I was going to love 2017.
Can you believe it's 2017?
And 17 is my second luckiest number.
What's your first?
I don't want to tell everyone.
Do you bet on them at the casino?
No, I was.
Corey is so annoying at roulette.
Birthday, 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 birthday.
Corey's like, let's see. What was my second babysitter's birthday? The 21st? 121.
And then I win, do I not?
And he's like,
tell me I don't win.
He's like, my bus driver was born on the 2nd. I'm feeling red.
You know who else was born on the 2nd?
My stepdad.
Britney Spears.
Okay. So what do you want? What do you want for that?
That's a good day. Good day, LA.
Corey, that's Corey talking to the the straight
girl.
No, the straight guy running or spinning the wheel. He's like, you know, this 2 is a very lucky number. Britney was born on the 2nd.
You wouldn't lie.
So, Corey, 2016, did you hate it? Did you love it?
You know, I mean, I remember
there were ups and downs
when we were back 2 years ago talking about 2014.
I don't.
And how I hated music in 2014.
Was music good this year?
I think it was okay.
I think it was actually pretty good.
I think it was better than 2014. I'm excited about the Power Hour, if that's what you mean. But
It gave us lemonade. Did you care?
Yeah.
I didn't really care for lemonade. Sorry. Wow. Went there.
Are you just going to recap it now, or you want to like
talk about
faves of the year?
We'll talk about faves, but let's talk music first.
Just in general?
Yeah. I think music that came out this year.
I mean, can't we just start with your like fave album or fave song then?
Tell me, yeah.
Well, what is it?
Obviously, Joanne.
Is your favorite album of the year?
I would have to say it's only competition. Well, there's a couple.
I highlighted some that I thought you might like. I mean, you
Glory,
were very big into Glory.
I was
this
so
year.
Into Glory, and I am no Britney fan, but her ode to the gay community in
is their, that what Glory was
in their glory holes? Yes,
is that what it was?
Any Glory fan is called a glory hole in the community.
Really,
in the Britney community.
Wow.
I thought it was her best album she's ever released.
Wow.
Better than Femme Fatale. Sorry. Went
wow.
there.
Wow. She goes there.
I think that was one of my favorite albums. Joanne, maybe my favorite album of the year. But
maybe you're going to say maybe it's the as like the last week of the year. Pick.
I can't. Yes, it is my favorite album of the year.
Joanne is.
Yes.
What would you say is two, Glory?
Two is a tie, and you're going to be – your jaw's going to drop when I
Tell
say
me.
Who. I'm going to say Glory with Britney. Tied with Bruno Mars.
Wow.
I know. And wow. I am.
And that was a late release.
It
in
was
the
a
year.
Late release. And I hate that recency definitely has an effect on what I think is my favorite
oh,
of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But I just love that Bruno Mars album. Isn't and it, I am not a Bruno Mars fan.
Isn't it weird that, like, when the year goes by, you think, man, shit's just flying by. But then when you get to the end of the year and you're like, Anti by Rihanna came out this year, and you're like, that was this
that
year?
That was 8 years
How
ago.
How was that this year?
Right.
And same. Like when
Did
I
you
was,
like Anti?
I thought I hated it
and
at first,
it work
and I
hindsight?
Really came around. And I really think – I think a lot about that article we read that was like it wasn't the album that fans wanted, but it was the album Rihanna needed to put out.
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay.
I would
well,
say –
Well, that's the same with Joanne.
You're going to be
– I think music makers were making big risks in 2016.
Taking risks?
Yeah.
You know what I think? I think my favorite album of the year was
– This Is Acting?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly really, really do. And it's.
I will say it was a very good album.
I listened to it so much, and I was trying to think this morning when we were like getting ready to come in, I was like, what did I listen to the most this year? And I know it's going to be either This Is Acting or The Waitress soundtrack.
I think, oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, it's tough for me between those two.
So I would say probably Hamilton I listened to more than The Waitress soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, because Hamilton, there's so much more that I listen to. Waitress, there's a lot that I skip.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
And see, that's why I'm leaning more towards Sia. That Sia album has
that
like
Sia
one
album,
song that
you
I
don't
skip.
Skip. Yeah.
And it was like.
The problem with the Sia album, though, and I think you're going to agree, is it's nothing is game changing for Sia in that album.
She had a
She
huge
knows what
year.
She's great at. No, I'm saying yeah. She knows what she's great at, and she did that.
I love it as a whole, and that's why I like the album.
I think it's a great album. I think she.
But I'm.
I think
I'm
she
like,
solidified her place as a pop star with that album. 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, she had a huge year.
Yeah, it was her year.
Do you know what the most sold album of the year was?
Tell me.
25 by Adele, which came out last year, but.
Isn't that her thing to like?
Well, she always
sweep the next year.
She did with 21 also.
And she's about to win like. Fucking
you think
album
she's gonna clean
year.
Up at the Grammys?
Yeah,
I think it'll be a really tough battle between her and Beyonce. And
well, I don't
sleep on Drake either, though.
I would love to sleep
well,
on Drake.
I'm
he
sure you
thick.
Would.
I think. Well, it's hard because Adele and Beyonce are both Grammy favorites. Like, I think the Academy loves them. They're not underdogs in any capacity.
Beyonce and Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a split between them for all the shit.
Yeah. And that's what I said. It's
what
really
a boring Grammys, I think.
It was a very predictable like Grammys when they all came out a couple weeks ago.
I'm no super stan, but I have to say noticeably missing Shawn Mendes.
You think?
I did think. I thought Shawn Mendes had his biggest year for sure.
I would see him more likely to be nominated for like a song versus like an album as a whole, but
yeah, I agree with that. Fifth Harmony, I thought could at least get some type of maybe pop album nomination. Demi Lovato had a nomination, her first nomination.
I was happy.
Did you think that was deserved?
I questioned it a little bit. It made me really want to like
best pop album for Confident.
I know it made me really want to dive.
I'm just clarifying for them. I know you know.
I wanted to like dive into like more of the pop albums that were released this year and see what was maybe like glanced over.
Yeah. What was that? There's one album of the year nomination that I was like, I don't even know who
I
that
didn't
is.
Either. I don't even know. I want to like look it up and listen to the album. I mean, I feel like they always do that though. And I feel like a few years ago, it was like Sarah Bareilles was that person.
Really?
When the
Was she up for an album of the year?
Yeah, when The Blessed Unrest came out, it was like nominated for album of the year. And it was like, everyone was like, huh? Who is that?
Huh?
The love song girl?
We'll talk about the Grammys more when it's like actually happened.
Prime Grammy season.
Right.
I'm like,
we don't need to talk about it
right now. The year.
Well, let's recap more of the year.
Do you have a favorite song of the year?
So you want to talk about music still. Okay.
I do, but that's, we could talk about music while I talk about Grammys.
Song of the year to me.
Your song of the year. In the Tammys.
In the Tammys? What's the Tammys?
The Tyler Grammys.
Oh. I mean... Can't Stop the Feeling was a big song, and I really did like it, but now it's kind of... You know what song is my least favorite of the year? I'll fucking go there.
Yeah, go.
Closer. Kill It.
Kill It with Fire.
We're done.
You're ready.
I'm done with it.
You're ready to bury it.
Stop. Who is calling Total Request Live?
As somebody who has a history of liking awful songs that are beat to death...
Who, me?
You.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Loved Fancy by Iggy Azalea. Loved Rude by Magic.
Like,
this is right up your alley.
Don't drag me like this. You know, when Spotify releases your, like, top listening songs,
gonna be
mine are always the most embarrassing.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Magic.
Yeah. You're gross. You're disgusting. It was harder for me to pick a favorite song of the year than it was for me to pick a favorite album, which was then what, like, made me question maybe was music good this year?
I don't know if I can pick a favorite song. I don't know. A.O. maybe? The single that should have been?
Stan.
The lead single that should have been?
Stan.
I was just standing there this morning, zoning out in the shower.
Yeah.
About what could have happened if A.O. was the lead single.
And?
That's what I spend most of my time.
What could have happened?
I think everyone would have been said, wow, Gaga's back.
And?
And instead, they said,
what is this Madonna cover?
This is what Gaga released as her first pop song back in 3 years.
Yeah.
I think A.O. could have really changed the game.
I think Ariana Grande had a big year.
Well, she did, of course.
Yeah. I'm leaning toward Into You being my favorite song of the year. It was just, I loved it.
Into You over, what's that? Oh, Into You.
Over Dangerous Woman?
No,
over
not Dangerous Woman. Side to Side, maybe?
Side to Side. Like, it's, maybe you're, again, you're just like focusing on recency.
Yeah.
I don't know. Into You for me was everything I wanted it to be, and it was sad that it was like didn't do as well as it should have.
Who do you think was like a breakout artist of the year?
Ooh,
Daya.
That's
truly
tough. Daya, yeah.
Probably.
Who did you love? Who was new this year? Lucas Graham got a lot of Grammy love.
Did he?
That like you loved that 7 years song.
I do. John Bellion to me, I really fell in love with this year. Hailee Steinfeld had a good year.
She did. She's like, am I an actor? Am I a singer? I'm both.
Fergie had a great comeback, which we needed. It wasn't the comeback we asked for.
Has she even put out an album yet?
Fuck you.
Like, Fergie has not come back.
Life Goes On. Have you heard it?
Life Goes On.
Yeah.
With or without you.
But besides that, I don't know if we have a really breakthrough artist. Megan Trainor, was that album this year?
That was 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, was it?
She did nothing this year except for Get a Boyfriend.
No, Thank You was this year. Thank You came out this year.
Oh.
I loved that album.
That was her second album. I was thinking, right.
I'm sorry, and The Kids Can Drag Me. You know what? We'll have a conversation about, yes, she has problematic tendencies. So does all of your faves. And it's up to you to decide, okay, who's doing the most good and who's doing the most evil? There are false equivalencies to just say everyone's problematic, okay? I think
she's getting deep.
I think, yes, I will give you Meghan Trainor is not the most whatever you want her to be.
Why are we spending so much time on
Meghan? This album was good. This album was a great debut.
Thankful.
This album was a good debut.
It wasn't a debut. It was her second album.
What?
What are you even saying?
Listen, anyway. She had a song called Mom where she rhymed Mom with the bomb.
It opened.
And where was her Grammy
I've got the good segue. It opened with.
Watch Me Do.
It opened the movie Mother's Day, which was an awful movie.
Well,
speaking of movies, were there good movies you enjoyed?
You know what
this year?
Was the underrated song of the year that you'll love,
what?
That you did love?
What?
Friends.
By Meghan Trainor?
That was a
Why
good
are you
song.
Still talking about Meghan Trainor.
Because the kids always drag me for liking Meghan Trainor, but I'm like, listen to the fucking music.
Truly, what was your favorite movie of the year?
Remember when Gaga was like.
What movie was Gaga in this year? It's probably your favorite.
What? What movie was she in?
None, probably.
What movie was my favorite? Moonlight, maybe. Moana, maybe. But it's just because they were recent.
What about, would you
the
pick?
The Meddler.
You'd pick Moana over like a Zootopia or a
yes.
Finding Dory?
Zootopia, I think, had the right idea, but it had some flaws to their logic of executing it.
When I saw Zootopia, a little girl screamed, "This is scary."
Was it me?
And I saw it alone. You know, like
Deadpool, I loved. That
I
was
know
from this
that
year.
You loved Deadpool.
What were your favorites?
I would honestly say The Meddler was probably my favorite movie
That's
of the
insane.
Year.
That's insane.
No, and I
tell the
and
fucking
you know,
Oscars.
And you know, I saw. You know,
you
I saw
every movie.
800 movies this year.
You know what was a good movie that I thought, okay, it's fine, but then I rewatched it on a flight and I thought this was fucking great. You Ghostbusters.
Know, yeah, I loved Bad Moms. I thought
I watched Bad Moms and I had no interest.
My favorite,
I really did
like,
not want to watch
comedy
it.
Comedy of the year.
And then I watched it because you said, just watch it. It's good. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I liked it.
And I liked Ghostbusters more than I thought I was going to, too.
Yeah. What was the biggest box office smash of the year?
I like Captain America, Civil War.
I didn't like it. I'm over those Avengers. I'm over
Tell
them.
Us, sis.
I'm over them. I'm all about the Guardians. The Avengers are
it's
done.
It's 2017. Today. Wait for it.
Wait for it. The hit song from Hamilton, covered by Usher on the mixtape.
Unless it's Quiet Uptown, I don't want to know.
Have you been uptown?
Which part of uptown? New York.
New York.
Yeah, my friend lives.
Dolan
in,
lives the my, in the fucking
I know.
Top hat of New York City.
My friend lives up there too. Remember, he lived super close to Dolan.
I'm like
Upper West Side. I had steak at a restaurant on the Upper West Side, and I didn't have to wait.
Okay, well, first of all, the Upper
seated.
West Side isn't even that high up.
Or did she go to the Upper West Side?
No, I don't know.
No, like Disney cleaned up this year. They had like the top four biggest box office
did
movies.
They? Well, yeah. I'm not surprised.
It was like Captain America.
That is Disney.
Yeah, it was Zootopia, Finding Dory, Jungle Book.
Oh, Jungle Book was
I
this year.
I hated Jungle Book.
I thought it was okay.
I hate the original Jungle Book.
It's on
Book.
Netflix.
It doesn't need to be real life.
You know what I
Where's
will say?
Where's my live-action Aladdin? Where's my live-action Lion King?
They're both coming.
Where's my live-action Little Mermaid?
It's all coming.
Why the fuck is there not a live-action Little Mermaid?
I saw a profile piece about these black gay men mermen.
Okay. Was it that like TLC special?
No. It was just like... black gay mermen need more representation within the mermaid community.
Well,
I saw a piece and I thought, wow, love it.
And you're like, that man Black Santa, sis.
Yeah, yes, yes. You know, not everyone's white. Spoiler.
Did you have a favorite Gaga performance of the year?
Who can ever pick? You saw.
I was talking to our friend Adam and
honey,
he could pick. He picked.
I'm sure he can. He's got a memory. I
he
don't.
He just knew. So he's a bigger fan is what you're saying.
Well, I loved the Bud Light moments.
You did.
I
Who
really
was
did.
That woman she dragged up on stage in that performance you texted me the other day? At the end of Bud Light, she like pulled someone and made her sing into the microphone with her. It seemed very awkward and forced to me.
I don't know.
And okay. Who was that woman? Janine Garofalo?
I don't know.
I was like,
you always that one superhero like, movie with Janine Garofalo in the one superhero that throws a bowling ball with a head in it?
Kingpin?
No. You know what movie I'm talking about? Obviously
A
not.
Superhero movie with Janine Garofalo.
It's like all like local superheroes and they form like a gang of superheroes. I loved that movie growing up. I thought it was like the most better than Captain America. I'm going to say it.
You know what's the hardest name to spell in the world?
Garofalo.
Janine Garofalo. Garofalo. God, how could you even
imagine
spell
if
that?
She hyphenated? Even more drama.
I didn't even come close with either of them, I guess.
I love that gif of her gargling water. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. IMDb updated their website, and this is not how I prefer to look.
So are you looking up the which is the superhero movie of her?
Yeah.
She might not be in it.
Oh, my God. All this.
She is, I think.
I can't
I think she is. I think.
I literally can't handle how IMDb updated their webpage. So.
You can't find it by now. No. I'm perplexed.
No, because now they go like this. They have you reading
like this.
It's
on the tip of my tongue. Something
they
like.
They have you reading back and forth.
Like super.
Like how long ago was Janine Garofalo?
I believe I was in 6th grade.
Oh, I know. The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle when
nope.
they did the live.
No, but I used to
Mystery
love.
Men.
Mystery
And
Men.
She played the bowler.
Yes, I loved that film.
Wow.
My favorite movie of the year.
So your favorite movie of the year is Janine Garofalo as the bowler in Mystery Men.
I loved that movie. If you haven't seen it, be sure to check it out.
I can't believe
what?
The lead into this portion of the conversation was your favorite Lady Gaga performance of the year. And
oh.
you're talking about Janine Garofalo throwing a bowling ball
Remember
in the head
when
in that.
Lady Gaga was in Men in Black like 2 or 3 or something?
Yeah.
As an alien?
Well,
loved
aren't
that.
We all?
Loved it.
So
okay, so my favorite Gaga performance of the year?
Yeah, like Victoria's Secret fashion show, like AMAs. Like,
with the grass field.
Yeah.
James
Corden.
I will not say James Corden.
Okay. Why won't you say it?
And I get the premise of Carpool Karaoke. I understand the importance and the cultural relevance and how everyone loves it, blah, 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 blah. But as a Gaga superfan, I just wanted more. They could have done 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
An hour.
There you go.
Singing.
So, gosh, you hate Gaga and James Corden.
No, my favorite performance of Gaga of the year, it might be the AMAs in the field.
Yeah.
That was really good to me.
Yeah.
But I just tweeted this incredible it's all of her live performances of Million Reasons. At once.
You tweeted it?
Yeah.
It was good. I saw it.
It was actually.
Did you text it to me before or after you tweeted it?
Both. At the same moment.
Wow.
I literally went down my texts and sent it to everyone. You were one of many.
Wow,
you're not special.
That's pretty rude.
But
me and all the like boys you have in your phone saved with like first name this, last name Grinder.
Yeah. Okay. You're not funny. But, I mean, she's coming for 1 million Grammys. That's what that's all about.
Oh, is that what that is
yes,
about?
Yes, 2017.
Did you have a favorite, like, without looking at the cheat sheet, can you think of any, like, iconic pop culture moments of the year?
You know what? Looking back on 2016, and this is probably boring to you, but I will probably remember it most for loving Hillary.
Yeah.
That will be
boring. Why would that be boring?
Regardless of the results,
that was the
I will look back and be very happy to have been involved in some capacity and celebrating an incredible candidate and a worthy
who did
person.
Accomplish so many things.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, pop culture wise. Like, I know that Amber Rose talking about Kanye getting a finger in the ass is on the
list.
It was
pretty iconic.
And that is, I will agree, iconic. But I don't know if I'll remember that as 2016 to me.
Do you care about, like, the Olympics or, like, Leo?
No.
Leo finally winning
no.
an Oscar?
No.
None of that?
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
To me, Leo winning an Oscar, cool, I guess.
Good for him.
Good for him, I guess.
Yeah. Do you feel like he deserved it or that it was just, like...
I want to ask him point blank. Would you trade that for Hillary to win the presidency?
Yeah.
I want to know. Would he? Do you think he would? Yes, he
yeah,
would.
Because
he loves Earth.
Yeah, he cares
God.
About the climate change.
He loves a polar bear.
Well, he climbed inside a horse.
Well, yes.
Do you think that horse died of natural causes?
Causes? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pop culture moment of the year?
It's tough. I guess, like, I don't know. I guess I'm thinking of Olympics. I was like I'm always very into like gymnast girls, like who are excellent athletes.
Okay, cool.
I like watched the Olympics.
Yeah.
Set the DVR and stuff.
My TV came with a special mode.
Olympic mode?
Yeah, you could just click Olympics and it had everything.
Yeah. I think a lot of TVs did that this year.
I accidentally found it.
I'm like, did Katie do anything this year?
She was given a UNICEF award.
Yeah.
And Hillary presented it to her. I read the Instagram caption, and I will say, I'm going to talk about Katie for a second.
Please.
It was.
Take more than a second.
I have been growing, liking Katie more and more throughout the last couple years. I come from, and I've discussed this before, a very dark place of stan culture where I thought to love Gaga meant I had to hate Katie. This year was, to me, in my view of Katie, the year I loved her most. I am a fully fledged Katy fan. And reading that Instagram caption about what the award meant to her, about this isn't a finish line, it's a starting line.
Yeah.
And she's got her head on the right shoulders. And I feel like the same thing for Gaga. They both are maybe not as musicians having their biggest moments this year, but this year was about our queens realizing their full potential.
Wow.
I just
becoming reborn.
I thought Gaga and Katy were at their very best as humans on this earth in 2016. I was proud of our queens.
I like that.
And then you fucking take Taylor Swift.
I'm
not even going to touch that.
She got exposed. She had the snakes.
And where was she with the presidential?
She kept her opinion to herself.
Well.
Did you have a favorite?
I got things to say about that.
Did you have a favorite moment of your year?
Like personally?
Yeah. What was like, do you have a like best thing you did this year? Sort of like, what comes to mind when you just like think? Highlights, lowlights.
Camp was cool, obviously. I loved camp. I loved the glasses line. I loved, like, you know what felt like a really cool moment? Jimmy Fallon. That was like...
That was early.
That felt crazy to me. That felt like crazy, crazy. The Vanity Fair party was really cool. Got to work at that. I know that's boring work stuff, but like that was like really cool to me.
Why is it? You don't have to apologize. It's not boring if you enjoy it.
What else? I feel like we went on some fun trips.
Yeah, we always go on trips.
No,
for
I mean
days.
Like I mean with our like friends, like
oh,
we
like
did
fun trips like Tahoe and
Tahoe,
Vegas.
Yeah,
and
we
Toronto
did Vegas a lot.
And
yeah,
I guess we did a lot this year. I went skiing.
I didn't do that. I haven't skied.
I played another Big Brother like game.
Oh yeah,
that was honestly probably like one
race,
of my favorite weekends.
The race was on TV.
It was on TV. Yeah.
That was a fun event.
The race happened last year, but it was on TV this year, and we lost $1 million on national TV. That was pretty fun.
We didn't lose $1 million.
Yeah,
we won a great time.
We won a great adventure,
yeah.
And closer bond friendship.
Yeah, I got some tattoos this year.
Shit, I get it too.
Yeah,
I got two.
Yeah, what else? I don't know. Started the Tyler Oakley show. That's a thing, I guess. Fuck,
we did
I don't know.
Shit.
Saw Hamilton. What was your favorite show you saw? Obviously, Waitress, duh.
Probably The Meddler.
a stage adaptation of The Meddler?
Musical.
The
adaptation.
Musical.
If they can turn Waitress, the movie, into a musical,
Meddler,
Sarah
the musical?
Bareilles can turn The Meddler into a musical.
I don't hate it.
And the mom opens with, like, I'm a meddler, I'm a meddler.
All that's the song. I'm a meddler, I'm a meddler.
All I do is meddle.
Metal. Heavy metal lover.
Yes, heavy meddler lover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that all sounds great.
Anything else you love this year, Corey Cool?
I don't, honestly, I know you said it at the beginning, but I'm like, I am kind of one of those people who's like, new year, new me. I mean, I don't feel like I'm holding out on changing my life in any way by like waiting for January 1st. But it's like, I think a lot of people look forward to a fresh start.
Yeah. You know what I liked this year?
And it just like, it seems like, January 1st, 2017 seems like it holds more possibilities than like next week, which I know is
I know,
a true statement, but I think a lot of people look at it that way.
I get what you mean. This year to me was a cool year because I feel like we did weird shit or we didn't do shit just because we've done it in the past. Like I didn't do August just because I had done it 3 years prior and I felt like taking a year off and maybe I'll do it next year and I'm glad that like I recognized that I didn't want to do something and I didn't feel obligated to do it. I really want that for next year. I want to not feel obligated to do anything except the things that bring me joy or inspire me or I'm able to do in a fun new way or, you know, like I was really happy that this year I felt like I switched up the things that I didn't feel like doing. And I found new ways to
live your truth.
Shit. Yeah.
More of that in 2017.
2017 should be about that.
I might take some vacations in 2017.
I don't think
we
really
travel.
Vacationed much.
No.
Like, we traveled and did fun things with friends, but, like, did we do it in a.
Well, all of our, like, big. Like, we did lots of short weekend trips.
Right.
I'm looking forward to, like, a week long
adventure.
You deserve,
like, go to somewhere new.
Yeah. And, like, I'm going to
explore.
I. I know.
Where are you trying to go next year? Singapore?
Probably like I've been to Singapore. I'm trying to go to Antarctica.
Sure. Oh my God. I have something to say.
Tell it. Are you going to space next year?
Yes. No, that fucking astronaut. Speaking of space.
Which one?
I don't know.
That one?
One of them.
Okay, go.
Had a heart palpitation.
Murmur.
A murmur or something. Something went on. And they said, something's up with him.
This
and they evacuated
so
him
long-winded
from the South Pole. He was
no
at the
reason.
South Pole.
An astronaut at the South Pole.
Yes.
That story
Buzz
was,
Aldridge, maybe?
That story
is that his
was
name?
So dumb and a
what
waste of time.
What the fuck was he up to?
Can't believe you ended...
Why is nobody asking why was he at the South Pole?
Can't believe you ended the entire year's worth of a podcast on that stupid story.
Hey, you know what really did
Some
come out of
Some astronaut was in the winter and had a heart murmur.
Yeah.
Leo DiCaprio's next movie.
And you tell me.
Based on a
and
true
you tell
story.
Me climate change isn't real.
Yeah, well.
You know what really
Chinese
came out of 2016?
What?
Pokemon Go. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't celebrate that.
I'm still playing one of my favorite things of the year.
How many Pokedex are you at?
I need like maybe like 8 more Pokemons. So it's that like 40 something.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I think you should end your year by like following us on Twitter and leaving a review.
Okay, yeah.
And also, like, be true to your heart.
Oh.
Find love and, like...
Or don't, if you don't want
don't
to.
Don't wait for January 1st to change your life.
Let's change January 1st to January 1st.
That's what my New Year's Eve is going to be all about.
And let's hope you're not January cursed.
There we go. And that's how we end the podcast.
Later.
Bye. See you next year.
Wow.
Oh my God, see you next year.
Summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.